Hey folks, y'all all know about the algorithm, right? Yeah, so what I need you to do is like, share, and subscribe. I need you to help me with the algorithm. I need you to like, share, and subscribe, and please leave a comment, because the more that you do to help me, the more visible this gets, and the more this information gets out to other people. Again, thank you, and let's start the show.
You woke? Time to get up.
Hello and welcome to Thought You Were Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast. I'm your host, Alvin. Today, we have several topics to talk about, so let's get to it. Okay, folks, let me update y'all on what's going on with the Shaquilla Robinson case. As of November 28th, almost a month to the day of the death of Shaquilla Robinson, an arrest has been made by Interpol of one Desjarnais Jackson. She is currently in federal custody here in the United States. My understanding of the whole thing is, of course, she's waiting for extradition. Mexico has said that there's one person who is responsible for the death of Shaquilla. That is Desjarnais Jackson. She's the only one. This is what I'm getting from different reports. They're saying that she is the sole person that's responsible for this. As we have noticed from watching, and if you've been a person that's keeping up with this story, you know that there's that video out there of the fight. The person that was filming the video was two of the other people that went with Shaquilla. There were six people in all that went with Shaquilla. They were in the room filming the fight. And they asked Shaquilla, why don't you fight back? Nobody stepped in and said, hey, we need to stop this fight or anything. It seemed like it just started. I don't know. Shaquilla was naked. Everybody else was clothed. And they were beating this girl. And she was laying on the ground. She never fought back, not once. And Shaquilla was just, I mean, Desjarnais Jackson was just going and beating her in the top of her head. So anyway, going back to this, now Desjarnais Jackson, because she's the one on camera, is obviously the one they're charging with the murder. So that's what the Mexican authorities say, that it's obvious that there's only one person that's responsible for this, and that's Desjarnais Jackson. So they've issued a warrant for Desjarnais Jackson. She's awaiting extradition. Now, to explain extradition has several levels to it. First of all, the Mexican authorities had to gather all this evidence and give it to the State Department. Then the State Department sends that to the Justice Department for determination on whether that this should go before a magistrate or a judge to decide whether extradition should happen. So then again, it goes to the Justice Department for their investigation. Once they've done their investigation, it goes to the magistrate. Then the magistrate makes their decision, the judge makes a decision and decides whether Desjarnais Jackson will be extradited. Also, got to throw this wrench in the works. Desjarnais Jackson is an American citizen, and so was Shaquilla. So the FBI and the federal government have a right to put charges against Desjarnais Jackson for the death of Shaquilla. Because it doesn't matter where they are, they still have jurisdiction over American citizens, and therefore they have a right to prosecute another American citizen for killing another American citizen. So that could happen also. But this is a process. Like I said, if it's got to go through an investigation through the Justice Department, that's going to be one level. Of course, the FBI is involved in that investigation. Then it goes to the court system. It goes to that. That's a whole nother level of the thing. Now, once Shaquilla gets to Mexico, she'll probably end up going to their court system immediately, where the charges will be read, so on and so forth. Probably at the prison where she is, she'll see the court. I don't know how their whole court system works. It's a little bit different, but it's going to be a process. I'm sure the family would rather her be prosecuted here in the United States so they can get some questions answered that they're not getting answered from the other folks. Khalil, supposedly, according to an interview by Mrs. Robinson, Shaquilla's mother, he was coming around the family. He was answering questions for him, but he claimed it was alcohol poisoning. He told them all the same stuff, but she said every time he told a story, it came up a little different, and it never quite added up. And then once the autopsy report and this video came out, poof, he disappeared along with the other six. Now, another thing that she said was that they returned her phone and her clothes. They returned all of her stuff to her. So they didn't steal any of her goods. So I don't think they stole her money, because that's I said something about that in my original podcast, but I'm finding out that may not be true. As far as I know about Davila, I believe Shanquilla did pay for that, but there's been some rumors that anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000 are missing out of her account. Nobody knows if that's true or not. There's also some rumors that one of her boyfriends or ex-boyfriends was talking. Apparently, he wasn't telling the truth or he wasn't who he said he was. So, anything that he brought up wasn't true as well. Apparently, Shanquilla was dating another individual, but that individual was not on this trip. That's all besides the point. Again, Dejanay Jackson is the one that is currently in custody as far as what I know. Dejanay is the one currently in custody. She is the one facing extradition from the United States. Now, the Mexican system ain't nothing to play with. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all remember this Kanye West, right? A few months ago. You know, he was hanging out with Joel Osteen, making Christian music and gospel music. You know, he was doing all of that, right? Well, now he's hanging out with this guy. Yo, Kanye, what's going on with you, bro? Come on now. You hanging out with this guy? A full-on racist. You were doing better when you were hanging out with this guy. You were doing even better when you were hanging out with these folks. But now you hanging out with this guy. Kanye, you just don't feel way off the wagon. So, guys, maybe y'all hadn't heard about this. So, it's a lot with Kanye going on. Of course, he went to dinner with this guy named Nick Fuentes at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump, of all people. Of course, that's one of his best friends, right? You know, since he's become one of these guys. But on top of that, he's now gone on the Alex Jones show and just gone full out racist, like Bigsby racist. You know who Bigsby is, right? This guy right here. Yeah, him. He's gone totally out there on the Bigsby front. He said on Alex Jones show that he loves Hitler because he loves everybody. So he loves Hitler. And, you know, Alex Jones tried to give him an out. But he said he loves Hitler. And at the same time, he was making fun of Netanyahu. So he said he had a net with him and a can of Yahoo. And he said, Netanyahu. We put the net over the can of Yahoo. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of Netanyahu either. I think he's an authoritarian Israeli. I don't like his politics and his doctrine against Palestinians, and that's beside the point. That's about his politics. The stuff that Kanye is going off on the deep end. He's getting very anti-Semitic. It's dirty, bad on that side. He says he stands for black people, but you're hanging out with Nick Fuentes, who ain't got nothing nice to say about black people. I guess you love Nick Fuentes. That's what you're showing. Well, I understand you were talking to Joel Osteen a couple months about love, but I don't think Joe Osteen meant that when he was trying to tell you about love, okay? There's just certain people you shouldn't associate yourself with that have nothing to do with love, and Nick Fuentes is one of those guys. And loving Hitler sure isn't helping you out very much. Hitler was one sick individual, I promise you that. Anyway, Kanye, maybe you're off your meds. I ain't quite sure. Seems that way. I'm not quite sure what this is that you're doing right now. But anyway, I think it's time for us to move on to the next story because you're the last story. I guess it's inevitable we had to talk about this, about the Herschel Walker versus Warnock situation in Georgia, right? Well, there's a lot of information that's coming out recently. You know, we already know about all the stuff that Walker has said and done. But, you know, he's got the Republican Party trying to win the seat so hard that Ted Cruz has come down there, Lindsey Graham, all the superstars from the Republican Party have come. Now, I will tell you this. The Republican Party attempted to stop early voting after Thanksgiving, citing that there was a holiday on Friday, right? Apparently, that federal holiday that was on Friday... Yeah, it was Confederate holiday, right? I believe it was Robert E. Lee Day or Jeff Davis Day, one of those Confederates. They had a holiday. But Friday had been turned into a state holiday in Georgia with no name on it. We all know what holiday that was for. But according to Georgia law, apparently if it's voting time, that there cannot be early voting on days preceding or following a holiday. So the Republicans were going to stop voting on that Saturday. Unfortunately, a state judge And the appellate courts of Georgia also said that, nope, sorry, early voting doesn't count when it comes to a runoff election. So early voting started Saturday. And they said a record number of people are showing up to the polls. Now, one poll, and I don't trust polls, I will say this loud and clear. One poll shows that Reverend Warnock is ahead by 6 points. And other revelations are starting to come out about Herschel Walker. And one big one just came out that could possibly hurt his campaign. According to his tax returns, his 2022 tax returns, Herschel Walker cites his primary residence as Texas. As being in Texas. Not here. I'm not in Georgia. But in Georgia, but in Texas. So his primary residence is not in Georgia, but Texas. But he's running for senator in Georgia. Uh-oh. Right? Well, it still isn't going to stop Republicans from trying to vote for him, sure, because they just want that seat. We can talk about all this stuff about him being stupid and so on and so forth and yada, yada, yada. I heard some racist guy the other day say, well, that's the way black people in the South talk. Have you heard Reverend Warnock? Oh, by the way, I'm from the South and I'm black. That's all I'm going to say about this one. In the end, I'm going to say this. Between him and Kanye West, man, they have been the biggest distractions in the world. Let me tell you something you don't know about the Republican, Scott, about the Republican Party. Tim Scott, I respect him. I think he's an intelligent black man who happens to be a conservative from South Carolina. Guess what? He tried to run for the lead of the minority leader in the Republican Party against Mitch McConnell, who is a longtime leader of the party who can't seem to get the seat back, right? And he lost. But nobody's talking about that because they put all the concentration on the fact that they want Walker in this seat. They don't really want black people in the lead in their party. Meanwhile, the Democrats have put a black man in charge, Hakeem Walker, I believe is his name, in charge in the House. In fact, there's three people of color now that lead the Democratic Party as a minority in the House. But the Republicans, on the other hand, Tim Scott was becoming a pretty powerful member of the Senate. They decided, nope, they wanted Mitch McConnell back. It's their leadership. Amazing. Absolutely amazing how stupid that is. But anyway, since that's not being paid attention to, we're all eyes are on the fact that this guy, Herschel Walker, who's an embarrassment, I hate to say it to people, because I get tired of white people being allowed to destroy this man. It has allowed him to be destroyed because of how he talks and the fact that he doesn't really know what he's talking about. He told some silly story about vampires the other day and something about cows. I'm not even sure what he was talking about. It made no sense. Yet, they're putting this man before people on cameras because basically they want to make fun of black people, I think. I think that's what the whole idea is, Republican Party now. So let's make fun of black people. We have intelligent people in our party like Tim Scott. You know, he may be a conservative that's dumb as hell for running as a conservative, but he's a conservative. You got smart people like that, and then you want to present people of Georgia with Herschel Walker, who sounds like, I ain't going to say it. I'm not going to say what I was about to say, because then that would, people would be talking about that for weeks. But he does. He sounds like one of those guys from the Roots movie who was a slave hooked up to the chains, right? That is what they're presenting versus Reverend Warnock, a highly intelligent Christian man. I don't think Walker's not Christian, but he claims he holds Christian values, but he's lied constantly. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting case when it comes down to the election. You know, I'm a big guy when it comes to election. I got a feeling Warnock's going to wipe the floor with Walker. And I think a lot of Republicans are disappointed. I think a lot of black people are just disappointed in Walker and said, hey, look, we can't let this dude get in office. We're going to vote for Warnock. That's the way I feel about it. And if I was in Georgia, I'd pull the lever for Warnock. Just letting you know, that's how I feel about it. Hey, y'all, means it's time to move on to the next. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for listening to Thought You Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast. Without you, this would not be possible. So please, if you're listening for the first time, this is your opportunity to like, share, and subscribe. And I promise the information you get here is 100% original. There is, so much to talk about in the world, and I love to talk about it, and I love to talk about it with you. So please like, share, and subscribe. And if you really like this, and I know some of you really do, make sure you share it with your friends. And again, y'all have a wonderful day. I'm sure some of you out here know that you have to pay garbage fees and stuff like that, right? Well, this is just one of those stories I got to tell you about, okay? We live in a world where citations are running wild, and people are trying to find money. I live in a state where taxation is, we know we're trying to cut your taxes, but then these cities had to find revenues other ways, right? So there's a small town called Valley, Alabama. It's right along the eastern border of the state of Alabama. It's south of Alabama. It's about 80 miles from Montgomery, 80 miles from Atlanta, depending on which way you're going. It's east of Montgomery and west of Atlanta. So it's in between, but it's on I-85. Okay, population is 9,000. 30% of the population is black, I believe. 60% of the population is white. It's one of those little towns where there's a mixed population. Now, here's the thing that's happened. An 82-year-old woman, 82 years old, was arrested for not paying her garbage bill. 82 years old, and they arrested you for not paying the garbage bill. Can y'all believe it? Can y'all believe it? That's what they arrested her for not paying the garbage bill. Seriously. I don't even know how to say this with the friendliest word, but let me read this right here. Authorities in Valley, Alabama, this is according to CBS News, in Valley, Alabama, have arrested an 80-year-old woman for failing to pay several months' worth of trash bills. Martha Lewis Minifield was arrested and released on bond November 27th. Valley Police Chief Mike Reynolds said in a statement posted on Facebook Tuesday. In August, Minifield had been issued a citation for non-payment of trash services for the month of June, July, and August. Police said before issuing the citation, city code enforcement staff had unsuccessfully tried to contact her via phone and in person. The citation informed Minifield about a September 7th court date, police said, and when she did not appear for the hearing, a warrant was issued. That's right, guys, ladies and gentlemen. A warrant was issued because you didn't pay a trash fee. According to the city's Environmental Service Department, Minifield has a long history of issues with trash services. Police said she had her trash service suspended 3 times in the past 2 years for non-payment. Records indicate that since 2006, there have been over 22 incidents of suspensions or cancellations of trash services, police added. Here's what I'm going to say about this case. She's 82 years old. I don't know what her funds are or what kind of money she has. There may be a reason why she can't pay that bill. Secondly, there's this thing in the Constitution where they say you can't put people in jail for debt. Technically, they went around that because they gave her a citation for not paying her trash bill. And therefore, when she didn't appear in court, this is a failure to appear. But what they're going to do with that warrant is they're going to try to force her to pay that garbage bill or she goes to jail. So this is basically debtor's court. This is basically, I'm throwing you in jail for a debt. That is unconstitutional anywhere you read that. But this is Alabama, red state Alabama, where the poorest people in the country are always the one you throw in jail, put citations on them, and say they're a criminal. Now, this is going to be on her record like she's a criminal, right? Oh, that's a serious crime. She failed to appear in court. Oh, what was it for? So, you know, they're going to send her to Tutwiler Prison over there in Wetumpka, Alabama, right outside of Montgomery, right? So she's going to go over there and, what's she going to say? She's sitting there with, Tamisha. Tamisha, what did you do? I killed my ex-husband. Okay, Deborah, what did you do? Well, I stole money from a convenience store. Well, Martha, why are you in here? I didn't pay my trash bill? Seriously, what's wrong with us? Seriously, what, can you please tell me in what world we live in it's logical to put a person in jail and make them a criminal person for not paying a trash bill? There's nothing logical about this at all. Valley, get a life. It ain't that deep. And I understand the police try to defend themselves and all this stuff. It doesn't make any sense that you put the police in this at all. It's called grifting. You know what I'm saying? I did a whole other story on the city called Brookside where they were just doling out violations left and right, throwing people in jail, doing all kinds of stuff, telling them they got to pay this, pay that, pay, they got to pay the warrant, come back and pay for the car that's been impounded, so on and so forth. And this city was just racking up money. Valley seems to be doing the same thing in this way. This is another one of those stories. Valley is doing the exact same thing, grifting and using the police as their strong men, basically, to go in your house and, hey, you owe us money. You know how the strong men, they go, I'm going to break your leg if you don't pay me my money. I'm going to break your leg. They throw you in jail. That's what they're going to do. They threaten to throw you in jail. They put you in handcuffs and just embarrass your whole life over a garbage bill? Seriously, though, folks, this is something else. America, we need to do better. We definitely need to do better. Well, folks, just want to say this. I am all out of time today. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Thought Your World No Speed Limit podcast. That last story, I'm sorry, I had to tell you that story, because when I heard this, I was like, what? So I had to bring that story on here. But y'all have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day, your weekend, your time with your family, all those things. And thank you again for listening to Thought Your World No Speed Limit. So I'm going to say this before I get off the air. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe. And if you want to, about any segments on today's shows, please leave a comment. I love to see your comments. I would love to see your comments so I can talk to you. We can converse back and forth. And eventually what I'm going to do is set up a subscription service. When I set up a subscription service, we're going to have bonus services and live shows, all those things. I hope that you will still stay tuned, that you will subscribe to the channel. But for right now, I just need you to like, share, and join the channel or subscribe, depending on where you are. Y'all have a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Peace. You have been listening to Thought You Were Woke No Speed Limit Podcast.